Listen, I picked the Cowboys to win this game. Y'all remember last week when T-Love was one of the callers calling up thinking I needed to be drug tested. I picked the Dallas Cowboys to win this game. And one of the things that I said was this could end up being the best thing that happened to the Eagles. Because what we've learned now is how predictable, how pedestrian the Eagles offense is. They don't really do anything to fuel you. There's very, very little movement. There's too much one-on-one. And when it really, really mattered, over the last two quarters, 11 minutes and 30 seconds, the Philadelphia Eagles offense did nothing. Absolutely not. Not a damn point. They didn't score a damn point. Jalen Hurts season high 39 pass attempts, complete 69% completion, 289 yards passing, a TD, a sack, no turnovers, ran for 33 yards and two touchdowns, by the way. And A.J. Brown, I don't know how much he could complain about. He's been targeted 21 times over the last two games, caught 15 catches. It was his most productive two-game stretch of this season, and they still lost. I'm just looking at this, and I'm just saying, my God, can Dallas really, really make a run? Dak Prescott, 36-9 against NFC East opponents, 10-5 versus the Philadelphia Eagles in his career, 47-47-1 against everybody else. That's Dak Prescott's resume. 500 against everybody else outside of the NFC East. Right now, we're looking at the playoff picture. Dallas Cowboys are 10th. There's seven teams that gets into the playoffs. Rest of their remaining schedule, home against the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Then they go on the road at Detroit. Then they play the Vikings at home. Then they play the Chargers at home. And then they end the last two games of the season on the road against Washington and against the New York Giants. I don't see them beating the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. But here's the thing. I see Dallas beating everybody else. They beat everybody else. That's a 10-6-1 record. Can that get you in the playoffs? In a crowded NFC East. That's the real question mark right here.